For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Five o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Watch a little Panthers hockey tonight. The Tap Room in Oakland Park. They have an official Panthers watch party in November, November 21st. They have their Halloween party Saturday. I know you don't understand Halloween very well.
I don't get it.
But if you want to go to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park on Saturday, wear a costume. They're going to have the special can releases, live DJ. Time of your life at Funky Buddha tonight, though. Little Panthers hockey. It's just hockey. It's just hockey.
I'm a Christian.
It's a fair point.
Yeah.
Satan's holiday.
Like it.
Dabble in the black magic.
I am Fred Flintstone, though, this year.
Let's get headlines, because it is UMFSU week, and Solana just got me all annoyed with his Tua takes. I mean, it's just constant with this guy. And then he's the first guy to celebrate the contract. You know, like, comes out of the box. It's so obvious he hates Tua. It's so obvious.
It is.
And then, you know, he's like, but I'm his biggest fan. Oh, I'm so thrilled he got the contract. It's so obvious that you hate Tua.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, why?
You question him at every second of
you
his life.
You don't count him. His good games. You literally don't count his good games. You only count bad games.
I count all the games.
You count the Tim Boyle games against Tua.
If he was really that good, he would have figured out a way to win, even from the sidelines. I look at it, in my opinion, in a very objective way. Very objective way. Fair. He's good. He's not great. And okay, he doesn't want a playoff game.
But the thing that's really objective is statistics. Statistics is the most objective thing that there is. There's no subjectivity in actual numbers.
You're right. 0-1 in the playoffs.
That, you're right. But we're talking about Tua's skill as a quarterback. We're not talking about his winning ability. Because if you want to do that, I'll give you a list of quarterbacks who Tim Tebow is better than. If you want to do playoff wins, I'll give you that list.
I don't want to do playoff wins. I just don't understand why.
You just want to use it against Tua.
You just find any stat to make Tua look bad.
No, I don't.
Yes, you just did.
But I'm not making Tua look bad. This is crazy, because I don't think he's going to come out and look like the quarterback that led the Dolphins offense to the best offense in the league last year after missing the last 5 weeks.
This is a great.
I hate Tua.
This is a great, because you've been doing it for 2 years. This is a great push notification I just got from the New York Post, because I know what happened here even before I read the story. New York Post push notification. Denzel Washington appears to get into a heated exchange with autograph seekers outside New York City event. You know what happened.
He ran up on him.
Can I have an autograph? And the guy starts prattling on about how you could change your life. Look at my wallet. Look at this. And the person was like, I want an autograph. I don't need a graduation speech. But you can't get just an autograph from Denzel Washington. You have to get the most ham-handed graduation speech, whether you're at an elevator, whether you're outside a restaurant. And so then the autograph seekers were like, yeah, not interested. And then he started to yell at them.
If I have my wallet, I show it to you.
Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, the world's biggest Tua hater, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The Panthers play tonight at the New York Rangers, 7 p.m. I don't hate Tua, by the way.
Yeah. The data objectively shows otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Tua Tagovailoa jersey. I spent money on it.
You have a Chad Henne jersey. You love him?
I do, yeah.
Mm. You love him?
I do love him.
You love him?
Yeah. Look, Crowder, I brought this just to show you.
You purchased that with...
You should have Crowder autograph it.
With hard-earned money.
Can you get Henne to autograph this for me?
Just write Chad Henne's signature on it. What's the difference?
Me and Henne weren't real good friends.
There's no market for it.
Yeah.
Best Dolphins quarterback of my lifetime, number 7.
If you only look at 3 particular games,
yeah,
Chad Henne was the greatest Dolphins quarterback ever.
He balled out in week 11, second year.
The Miami Heat did lose their season opener.
That's why he's salty today.
Yeah. No big deal, 81 more. They'll be all right.
You know what? I think we're opposite with Tua and Jimmy Butler.
It's mind-boggling, because if you do it, every argument that he makes about Tua,
yes,
you could make about Jimmy.
Oh, you mean the guy that's been to 2 finals wearing a Heat jersey? Oh, okay.
Jimmy's
you're right.
Guy.
Yeah. Jimmy's not a top 5 player in the NBA. I've never claimed he was.
Are you going to argue for Jimmy Butler coming off his 3-point performance yesterday? Off his 1 of 8 shooting from the field yesterday?
And you're going to argue for Tua Tagovailoa coming off the last 5 weeks from the Dolphins?
He was out!
Loyal!
Anybody want a zebra cake?
Tua's better at quarterback than Jimmy is at his position.
Okay. No, you're 100% right.
He
Crowder.
Is?
Yeah.
Has Jimmy ever led the league in scoring? Has Jimmy ever done anything like that?
Crowder's right. I believe Crowder is right on that.
Jimmy Butler led the Heat to 2 finals appearances.
No.
What are we
now
doing
you're going
here?
Back to Jimmy, playoff Jimmy, success.
But
like
Jimmy,
you're
but,
moving the bar.
Jimmy Butler was
moving
a part
the
of the Heat.
It was a part of the Heat.
A part of the Heat getting to 2 finals.
I agree, but you're really going to minimize his impact right now in those 2 finals runs? Are we crazy?
You're
going
to minimize Tua's impact on getting to 2 playoffs?
I'm moving the bar, Crowder. There's only 1 bar. Go win an NBA title.
So
go win
a
Super Bowl.
Well, you're going to have to win more. You're going to have to score more than 3 points to do that.
Crazy, man. Just crazy. Anyways, the Heat play Charlotte tomorrow. Inter Miami plays their first playoff game with Leo Messi tomorrow, 8:30, versus Atlanta United. He's a finalist for MLS MVP along with Luis Suarez.
All right.
You guys saw Otani's 50th home run ball. This is a couple days old. I just never got to it. $4.392 million in auction 2 nights ago.
Not too shabby. That's why you don't give the ball back.
Isn't it in litigation, though? Because
there was a younger kid who thought he had a hand on the ball, but I don't think he got what he was looking for. But that's honestly, that is why you do not give the ball back to the player. Oh, it means so much. He's going to come out and give you a bat. Okay.
No.
You'd take a bat to your head if you just turned your back on $5 million.
Take that $5 million, bro.
They offered him like $300,000 leaving the stadium. Yeah. I think Ravel had reported that,
yeah,
and the guy turned it down. Smart guy or
yep.
woman. I
yep.
don't know who it was. Finally, guys, this is massive news. Crowder, pay attention. Pepperidge Farm has rebranded Goldfish crackers.
I saw this. This
what?
Is so brilliant.
And they're doing it to target young adults, people our age, Crowder, millennials.
I don't even think young adults. I think adults.
Adults.
Adults with money.
They're rebranding them, and they're calling them Chilean sea bass crackers.
The same cracker?
Same exact thing, but the package, instead of saying Goldfish crackers, says Chilean sea bass crackers.
It's not as... No.
It's brilliant.
It's not brilliant.
Hey, Lori, you want to watch a little House Hunters have a couple Chilean sea bass crackers?
But I'm confused now.
Why?
Is it Chilean sea bass?
No, but the Goldfish crackers aren't goldfish.
But they're orange and you're used to them.
Not if you get the pretzels. It's a limited time, and it's a little.
Okay. Oh.
It's a little cutesy thing, but it is funny because when you see the package and it says Chilean sea bass crackers, it really is funny.
Fancy. Is it the same price? Or they jacked the price?
No, same price. They just don't have a lot of adults. They say buying the crackers.
Yeah.
It's a children's purchase. You buy it for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, but adults like crackers. What if we renamed it Chilean sea bass crackers? And I actually think it's kind of brilliant.
Hmm. They make it bigger and you could put some...
They do make big goldfish crackers.
But I think adults use it for cheese and meat.
So do
and,
like a flat one.
Yeah, if you Ooh. Can, you can't put any.
There is a flat fish cracker. There's a butterfly, and there I think it's
the
Pepperidge Farm as
well.
Butterflies
are good.
Yeah.
That's actually genius right there. Yeah. Just make the goldfish bigger, and you can add them to charcuterie trays or boards or whatever.
Well, those do exist.
Bro, they do the big ones.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they do.
All the crackers I eat are always with some pepperoni and prosciutto and all
right,
that crap.
Yeah. Right. I want ones shaped like Tua in a Guardian cap. I make a Guardian cap out of ham.
The Great Gazoo. Hello, Dum Dum. Gonna be running around.
Anything else, Solana?
Like
weather.
A bobblehead.
From the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954 more.
Put anyone here in the concussion protocol if you tell your spouse go get some Chilean sea bass crackers.
Man, the agent would cuss me out.
866-954 more. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Pretty solid afternoon. Just like Tua on the field. Pretty solid. Back to you.
Jimmy's solid, too.
Back to you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I hate everybody on this show.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniel's. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys. You know what they did instead? They charcoal mellow every single drop of Jack through 10 feet of hard sugar maple charcoal. They only use the water at Cave Springs Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniel's. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel's Distillery, Richard Tennessee. Jack Daniel's, over 7 Church, 2020. Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Let's have a toast of Jack Daniel's, or it's also the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Let's have a toast for radio. Radio was released to theaters on this day in 2003.
Cajon. If anybody ever does a biopic of me, a biopic,
yeah,
I want it to be Cuba Gooding Jr. playing radio, playing me.
So you want it to be radio playing the role of you.
Yes.
I got you. Okay.
Coach on.
And I want the role of me to be played by Jodie Foster as Nell playing me.
Man, chicken pie, white tail in the wind.
And Solana, your role will be played by Dustin Hoffman as Rain Man playing you.
We have a blockbuster.
That is a blockbuster.
Coach O.
Panthers hockey, you will hear it tonight beginning at 7 o'clock on this very radio station. Let me talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I told you earlier, salmon packets and testosterone. Atlantic Men's Clinic. I really am a believer. I go to the Boca location on Tuesdays. I feel a difference. I wish I'd been doing this sooner. So if you're feeling sluggish, my suggestion to you, you know, you don't feel like you used to feel when you were younger. It might be low testosterone. A guy, you start losing your testosterone. You're early to mid-30s. Guys start losing about 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year. So it happens gradually. But then before you know it, you don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s and 30s. And you can treat that. You don't have to just accept that. You could treat that low T, and within just a few weeks, start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep improve and your sex drive come back. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. You can get a whole bunch of info right there. You can make a consultation if you want. There's 6 locations in South Florida, so there's certainly one near you. You can make a consultation and take the next steps, and all of a sudden, your life is back to more energy, better workouts, no brain fog. You don't have to take afternoon naps anymore. Call Atlantic Men's Clinic, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers. We will speak with you on a Football Friday mañana.
Where my Paco, John?
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.